Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I like your pitch shot, girl. I keep it with your letter.
Little Stevie Dan bringing us back 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and check out the blog while you're there. Check out the knowledge base, the archives, the articles, and the poll question. Every week we ask a different question on the homepage. We want to know what you think. So check it out and click your answer and you'll see how the poll's going so far. Having a great visit with our good friend Diane DiResta. She's the author of Knockout Presentations. She's one of the top communications experts in the galaxy. Diane, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about doing the right thing when you're dealing with other people. You know, Diane, you were talking earlier about people not getting back with you to say that the deal, they're going to go in another direction. They're not going to accept your proposal. Instead of just letting it go and not just acting like they never heard of you before, you know, even when you've had a relationship with them, just wandering off, just evaporating, so to speak. Instead of doing that, actually saying, you know, hey, we decided something else. But you know, there are other things that people are doing out there that concern me. What if the deal is still working, but it's taking longer than you thought? I mean, why don't people get back with you and say, hey, you know, you're still in the mix? Another month or so. That could be, right?
That's communication, and people need to build those benchmarks. It's all about relationship building and communicating one-on-one, and that's sorely missing in a lot of situations that people figure, well, I'm not done, so no reason to call. No, call, and even just to say hello, checking in, here's the status, how's it going on your end? Those little touch points are so important.
Mm-hmm. You know, Diane, I wonder about something. I'm always thinking that my generation should still be mentoring, still be coaching, still be helping the younger generations. So you're younger than me. I have employees working for me. You probably do too, who are younger than you. Mm-hmm. I always feel like it's my job to continue to train them, to bring them along, not just about the things that we work on, but in the way they treat other people, and the way that we communicate with each other. And I wonder, do you feel that any of the concern that you have about not getting back, not closing, not even if it's something that's a little uncomfortable, as in we're not going to do business with you, do you think that the younger generation has a harder time doing that than, say, my grizzled old generation?
It's different. Definitely, there are generational forms of communication. The major thing I see with, say, 20-somethings, is they're really technologically savvy, and that is the preferred mode of communication. And they don't always understand the impact of that face-to-face or that personal follow-up. And I don't want to make a broad, sweeping generalization. Mm-hmm.
We're doing this in the spirit of mentorship, too.
I have interns, college interns, and there are certain basics that I teach them immediately, and one is handshake. I don't say anything in the interview, but once they're on board, the first thing I work on is that you've got to get a firmer handshake, because they don't realize that's one-on-one communication. It speaks volumes, and you can lose an opportunity because of something so basic.
Yeah, the dead fish didn't work.
Yeah, exactly. I had someone come in the other day, and he said, if you become my intern, the dress is business casual. Oh, great. I just bought this suit, and I finally learned how to tie a tie, and I'm so glad I don't have to use it anymore. So there are different. There are some cultural differences. You know, a lot of young people love the high-tech industry, and that's certainly a different kind of culture.
Well, I love the high-tech industry too, but I just wonder if you know, your concern, one of your pet peeves is people not closing. The relationship, not winding it up, not getting back on a timely basis. Whenever we interview somebody for a job, I'm not going to say we've always done it, because I can't promise that, but I, as much as possible, I think we get back with people who we called in for an interview and tell them, you know what, if you didn't have a good resume, if you didn't impress, we wouldn't have called you in, but it turns out we've hired someone else. And they get a little feedback from that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it's interesting that we're talking about this because I just interviewed two college interns yesterday, and one of them immediately sent me an email thanking me for the interview.
Yep.
He had promised to get back on a piece of technology we were discussing, and he did. He sent me the website, and I was very impressed by that.
Right.
So the bottom line, are the little things that people don't realize make such an impact when you're communicating one-on-one.
And email has become an acceptable way to do those things. But you have to decide. Sometimes a phone call is better. If I had a relationship with a business relationship with you, Diane, and I decided to go in another direction, I wouldn't send you an email. I'd call you.
Yeah, well, that's the preference. But I was saying, if you wimp out, if you feel uncomfortable, we now have email, so there's no excuse. But one of the other things I noticed with one-on-one behavior is people are not present. You need to give people your full attention, face to face, eye to eye, because that's what builds the relationship.
Right. Right. Absolutely. And I'll tell you, with all the social media, Diane, I remind people that face-to-face is the original social media.
It is. And there's nothing that will ever substitute for that.
Yep.
Unless we get rid of people. As long as we have people, that face-to-face is going to trump anything else.
As attractive as that sounds, as interesting as that sounds, right, Diane? Hey, Diane, thanks for being here. Durista.com
is
the website. That's her last name. Her book is called Knockout Presentations. She'll be back. Thanks, Diane. We'll see you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
And I'll be at your side forevermore.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.